Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Luke and Pete Show. Is it a Monday? Is it a Thursday? We recorded this a few days early, so I haven't got a fucking clue. It's a Monday, isn't it?
Thursday, mate.
It's a Thursday. Yeah. Well done, mate. Well done, mate. Thank you for joining us once again on the Luke and Pete Show. Luke, in our last show, you mentioned me turning on the Holy Road lights for Christmas.
I did.
Obviously.
Something that highlight your career, or was that unfair?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Were you up on a big plinth, by the way?
No.
There was a scaffold.
I think there might have been like a kind of...
Civil War.
Like a little, maybe a tea chest I was stood on, perhaps.
How many people were there?
There's probably about 100 people.
Okay.
It was nice. It was an honour. Okay. But I just wondered whether, because the internet existed back in 2007, I thought there's got to be like some reference to this online.
Oh, right, cool.
And like the Holloway newspaper.
Yeah.
And there is. I did a little Google while you were talking. In the Islington Tribune, publication by the New Journal Enterprises, there's a piece written by Roisin Gadelrab, which... No, that's not an acronym or anything. I thought it was like, it looked like it was a backwards name. It was published 5th of October, 2007. And there I am in the newspaper.
What does it say?
It's quite a good piece. It's got a lot of stuff in there. The title is Ode to Holloway Hall of Fame. It's got a picture of me going, ooh.
Yeah.
Aging rocker Billy Joel's epic song, We Didn't Start the Fire, has inspired a breakfast radio presenter to pen a homage to the chippies and kebab shops of Holloway Road.
Oh, this is Holloway Road Shops I Admire.
So this was the inn. This is why we got the gig.
Holloway Road Shops I Admire.
Classic tune. Cheeky Pete of cult rock and indie radio station XFM, who hosts The Breakfast Show with Alex Zane.
That's generous.
I mean, that is overstepping my mark, I would say. Brilliant. Has written a song in tribute to his home street's outlets. Word of the song has already spread to Deputy Council Leader Terry Stacey, who rang up the show on Monday and managed to talk the two DJs into turning on the Christmas lights at the Nag's Head in November. Mr. Stacey said, "The song is quite amusing. I'm a secret XFM fan. I was listening in because I wanted to win Kaiser Chiefs tickets." Where Billy Joel's song reads like a reduced Shakespeare Company summary of modern history, name-checking the likes of Nixon and Monroe, DJ Cheeky Pete, whose real name is Pete Donaldson, runs through his favourite shops. Lyrics from the song includes, "It's Holloway Road shops that I admire, facilities that I require, Argos, Holloway Cycles, Chicken Village, Waitrose, Nag's Head, Michael's High Clash Fish Bar, Pizza Zone, Global Internet." And that was the lyrics from the song.
Yeah.
Cheeky Pete said, "I was writing about the varied microcosm that is Holloway Road. I'm strolling down there. There's everything. Arsenal Stadium. I can go to the 24-hour garage and buy Bigger Juice, the greatest drink. It's just a great street. I like going into Waitrose and then popping into Cash Converters to see what's there. It's nice to know that in 13 years, my tastes haven't really advanced.
That's exactly what you would do now if you were in Holloway Road, isn't it?
Myself and Alex are both excited about the Christmas lights. Alex has never attended the Nag's Head shopping centre and he wonders what it might be like. I told him it's futuristic."
Alex famous, he didn't turn up.
He didn't turn up, no. He was turning on the lights, let's say, or turning on the electricity to the radio station XFM South Wales, which lasted about 6 months.
Yeah. Mm. There was a few of them knocking about, weren't there? XFM.
South Wales and Manchester, and they sort of joined up, I think.
We are, as we sit here right now, as you say, 13, 14 years later, not a mere stone's throw from Holloway Road now.
True, yeah. We've not really moved on, have we, really? I suppose,
Well, you could say that, Peter.
Not really.
You could say that. But you must have given that quote as well to the journalist there who's starting out, making her way. Let's be honest, she's not doing this as an end game. She's making her way in the world. You've given her a quote there.
Yeah, I'm wondering...
Do you remember saying it?
I don't remember saying it. I don't remember the interview. We should really sort of check out what that the deputy council leader Terry Stacey, because basically they Terry Stacey was the kingmaker there. Terry Stacey is a loud Lib Dem activist.
I think he's got an MBE now.
He has got an MBE. Well, there you go.
Bloody hell.
Former council leader Terry said, yeah, and he's met Lady Gaga, by the looks of things.
I'm on his Instagram right now.
On his Instagram.
He's like a bloody lovely man. He's bald and he's got a big grey beard.
In 2014, after 12 years as a Liberal Democrat councillor, two of which he spent as a council leader, Mr Stacey was thrown out of his Highbury seat.
an ill-advised decision to let Cheeky Pete Donaldson turn on Christmas lights has come back to haunt him.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Good stuff.
Do you look back on that with great fondness?
Yeah, I guess so.
Did you go to the pub after?
Yes, I believe I did. I went with a band who did a song about Holloway Road called like the Glamgars or something.
There was a band called the Holloways as well, wasn't
there? There was, yeah. They used to play in Nambuka up the road.
I used to like going to Nambuka.
Nambuka was good. I think it burnt down.
A few of the bands I was involved with played there. I think it did as well. And I wouldn't like to comment on the circumstances around that. I don't think you should either.
What happened?
What you should do, however, is probably do your flies up.
No.
It's very distracting for me.
Who knows when I'll think about Hero Quest.
They just come down? Do you just not put them up?
I just don't put them up, to be honest. I'm very distractible.
You've got to come across London, though, so to speak, to get here. What's happened? What's happening with you?
Cheeky Pete. What a little cheeky Pete I am.
What about this for a story then, Peter, if we're doing odd stories?
Meals.
This is from a website in the US run by the appalling Sinclair Group. So apologies in advance for that. But it's a Luke and Pete Show story that we just have to cover. No. It's the news that you won't get anywhere else. And I'm just going to read the first sentence. A woman on a Delta Airlines flight reportedly started to breastfeed her cat during a flight and refused to stop when confronted by the crew. The incident happened on a flight from Syracuse, New York, here to Atlanta, Georgia. It's weird, but if there was an incident on a plane,
because
it can be quite nerve-wracking when you see it. I mean, I've been on planes when there have been incidents, and it's been awful.
Right.
Because obviously you're terrified.
Well, I mean, that'll calm you down, and you breastfeed a cat.
If it's just that, I'm actually fairly happy with that.
Well, if you're just like, yeah, but if that's what she's doing as the flight's taking off, you just what's going to be the coup de grace in her eyes?
Well, you're actually building up to a main event.
Like, she may have detonated a bomb at, 20,000 feet, but you would not believe what she did before that.
Detonated a cat.
Detonated a cat.
But what would you think if you were if someone sat behind you?
I think some things are just a bit much. I mean, I'm all for women breastfeeding where they want to breastfeed, but I think a cat is just
odd.
It's odd, isn't it? Stepping over some lines.
Apparently, the aircraft have to use the aircraft communications addressing and reporting system, which pilots use to transmit short text-based messages to the ground. And according to a report found from Newsweek,
it's been misspelled.
Go, check this out. The report reads: a passenger is in seat 13A is breastfeeding a cat and will not put the cat back in the carrier.
Well, that's the real crime.
Yeah,
not putting it back in the carrier because I'm terribly allergic.
Yeah.
But maybe I'd tell you that cats, but maybe watching a cat getting breastfed might distract me.
An onlooker said that a woman had a hairless cat swaddled up in the blanket so it looked like a baby. That's even more sinister, isn't it? That makes it worse, doesn't it?
That is in-flight entertainment right there. Good God.
I was once on a flight where a woman tried to open the door.
Yeah.
Do you remember I told
drunk
you?
Drunk vodka lady, yeah.
Oh my God. She was so drunk she shouldn't have got on the plane. I can't believe they let her on. And then when I landed, I got accosted by a news crew in Boston.
So what?
Which said to me, just asking me for my opinion.
Yeah. And you were like, do you mind? I'm breastfeeding my cat.
I waved them off.
Would it be physically funnier if a man was doing it? I think it would be physically
funny. Well, a man could do it, could he?
Well,
she's got a cat licking a man's nipple.
Yeah, I don't think a
that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
If you're like smearing a bit, I don't know, what a cat's like, peanut butter.
Your nipple's cut the cat's face off. Be like, face off. Sharpest nipples in town.
Oh, dear.
John Travolta and Nick Cage vibes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think three times now I've in front of a camera been told to tip the old nip nips down.
Yeah, it's a great asset.
Claim to fame.
Well, I just think that, it could be worse, couldn't it?
Yeah.
I can't think how at this
worse.
Point.
How can it be worse?
But I just think if you carry on with your hair that way, you will go a bit Nick Cage, I think, as you get older.
Yeah, I'd have that. Little eagle hair. Oh, yo, yo. Did you see that a woman, speaking of doing fucking weird stuff, did you see that a woman over just before Christmas said that she was going to be eating Christmas dinner with her mother's ashes, I think?
Right.
As
a condiment.
Yeah, she's eating her mum's ashes.
Oh.
On her dinner, and she's been eating it for quite a while, sort of thing, so she'll always be with her and stuff.
But that's not, you're going to be, no, she's not always going to be with you. That's the point.
Yeah.
She's not going to be always with you because she's going
to poop it out.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. I mean, as if turkey isn't dry enough.
Why is she telling people as well?
Why is she telling people?
It's like she's proud of it.
Yeah. I don't know where these kind of newspaper, what their duty of care is as a newspaper. Like, it's a funny story because, haha, weird. But I mean, and the breastfeeding cat, it's just someone who's a bit mad, isn't it? You know what I mean? We should be a bit more careful about stuff. I mean, we're still going to use it for Luke Beach Show material. Let's make that very clear. But like, where does the newspaper's kind of duty of care end and start? Sort of going, well, she's clearly wrong, isn't she?
Yeah, this is the thing is about the breastfeeding cat on the plane. Be interesting to know if that is actually an offence.
Right. It's probably getting the cat out of the
That'll be the offence, right?
That'll be the offence, yeah. Not breastfeeding it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, it's hard to know. Like, I suppose, like, you know, when Al Capone was done for, I think it was for tax evasion
yeah.
In the end, they couldn't pin anything else on
him. Like Boris getting done for his Zoom call. It's just like for his party, or not, in this case. Bojo. You sort of go, well, Bojo, what are you doing, mate?
Yeah, so you're probably right. It probably is that, because obviously if it's an internal flight, you can take pets on.
Right.
Which always confuses me, because like, the wife I have access to, when she was living in the US, would do a lot of internal flights for work and stuff like that. She said you'd regularly see like a little cat or a dog in a little carrier.
No.
My cats would go mad if you put them on a plane.
Right.
They wouldn't know what was going on. They get so stressed.
But they're kind of genealogy from Mr. T, though.
Give them milk. Maybe that's what she was doing.
Yes.
Giving the cat milk.
Give the cat milk to calm down. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Probably
a
good point. I mean, my cats can't even go 5 minutes in the car on the vet without losing their shit.
I had to take a dog to a vet. To a vet.
Not just a dog.
A dog. She grabbed it off the street. Went to fucking
go to the vet. I fancy a bill.
Wow, yeah, Jesus. Like, yeah. Wow.
They will listen, they do a great job, and you know, British people particularly love their pets.
Is what the NHS is going to be like.
The money falls out your pocket as soon as you walk in the door. Yeah. 75 sheets just to see someone.
This guy was like really interesting looking. He looked like a member of like Pavement or something. Big sort of ginger fro, flares, glasses, mask. He looked really cool.
This sounds great.
He looked really
Scooby-Doo.
Cool. Scooby-Doo. He looked like one of your friends. He looked like one of your like school friends.
My friends are cooler than me, is what you said.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Get to your point. What's happening?
But Buckley was given his vaccines or whatever, and he's banged it in his neck. Like, and the needle was like quite like long, right in his neck. Didn't fucking. He's just looking at me. Did not give a shit.
But you're not frightened of the needles, are you?
I'm not frightened of them, but you can feel it when it goes in. You go, ooh, you bastard.
How old is Buckley?
14. He's just like,
seen it all, mate.
I've seen it all, mate.
Seen it all.
I've
done
had
it
lots
all.
Of these.
Do you know what's the fascinating dynamic in the vet? It's happened to me before. Is it's very difficult, and people listening who've got pets will understand what I mean here. This is where the comedy of life lies, I think.
Mm.
It's very difficult in a vet to distinguish between the vet's tone becoming quite grave.
Right.
Because that happens, right?
Right.
So it's happened to me before. You take your cat in, they look at the cat, and the tone becomes quite grave.
Right.
And it's impossible to distinguish between whether their grave tone is because the cat's fucked, or because it's going to cost you a lot of money.
Oh, so they're going,
and it happens every time. So one of my cats, Hercules, had to have an abscess drain. I think I might have told you at the time.
He goes,
sorry. And the vet calls me. So I'm like, oh, fucking hell, normally I don't call. Because it was COVID, so you couldn't go in.
Right.
Right. And they say, come back in half an hour and your cat will be ready.
How did you do it? Just throw it through the cat flap?
They let you hand him over.
Right.
And then they say, right, go sit in your car or go for a walk or whatever. Half an hour, come back and your cat will be ready.
Yeah.
And they called. They don't normally call. They called. And the guy was like, oh, hello, Mr. Moore. This is what's happened.
Yeah.
And I'm very sorry to say. And I thought you could say, there's nothing we can do, because it's a cat.
We've got two injections.
Very sorry to say.
One go bye-bye, or one get better, but expensive.
He's like, I'm very sorry to say.
Yeah.
It's like, it's going to cost you £200.
Right.
Okay. Like, that's not ideal, but
No.
I'd rather the cat be alive.
You're like,
Yeah.
Well, you're cheaper version.
But sadly, isn't? But the other hand, though, isn't that like a really privileged thing for me to say? Because some people would have to make, maybe not be able to afford £200.
Yeah.
And it would be a really difficult. And then they have payment plans and stuff. But it's like awful. Mm. And you're right. Maybe, you know, in the future, that's what's, you know, going to be like in the old hospitals. Mm. Unless you are a very highly wanted drug trafficker. And you have to get all your surgery in gunfights done by the vet because you don't want to go to the hospital and get caught by the feds. So you need to pay off a corrupt vet to operate on you.
Yeah, get your dog antibiotics.
I see that in films a lot, but I've never seen that in real life.
Because you're not a gunfighting drug.
Well, I live in West Norwood. I would see it at some point, you think. It's never happened to me before. Anyway, let's have a break. When we come back, we'll do some battery brands as we always do. We had a couple of new players last time, I think. Hopefully we'll have a couple more. Yeah, so we'll see you just the other side of this.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with something, you know.
And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Oh, you can get fucked. It's the Luke and Pete Show. Just reading my emails.
What? What's happened?
Administering a business broadband line is very difficult when you don't technically have a business. Because they insist on, when you email them, to sort of go, there's something wrong with this account, this bill I got. It's too much money.
Oh, you mean it's a different, separate thing?
And because I'm like emailing from like a Gmail account, it's, you know, it's not Stack, it's my own personal kind of service company. Which I've always had for like 10 years, 15 years. And I'm like going, right, this bill's wrong. Here's what was agreed with the person I set up the contract with. And they go, sorry, you can't accept an email from this account. It has to be from your business like email account. I go, I don't have an email. Like, we don't have to have a domain with chewing gum volley written on it. No. We don't have to have that.
But they won't accept it.
Oh, but they won't accept it. They won't accept my downhill.
Isn't it more expensive?
They're idiots. They're imbeciles.
What company is it?
I'm not saying.
Flag them
it's
off.
Pretty easy to figure out. Who does business lines?
BT Broadband.
It was BT Business.
Okay, yeah.
Their broadband's very good. BT Business, more difficult to deal with.
You had problems with them before, didn't you?
Oh, constant, mate. Constant. I keep on getting an email from a bloke who mugged me royally off about a year ago for 6 months.
I remember. What was his name again?
I think it was Corhan.
Yeah.
He mugged me off for a long time. And then he recently just started sending me a message going, are we okay to shut off this line? Are we okay to shut off this line? And the address is wrong. The business is wrong. I'm going, stop sending me this demented admin. I don't even have time to do my own fucking admin. Yeah. I'm not going to do someone else's. Yeah, go on. You know what, mate? Fucking turn it off. You know what? And another thing, I ain't fucking paying you. Fucking,
is that why Amazon Web Services went down?
Take me to fucking court. Go on, mate. Oh, dear Lord.
So when are you up in court?
Because I'm going to fuck up at some point. I would like just one big court date, just get everything done. Just do a prehensive, kind of like a court date for everything you're going to get wrong in your life.
Yeah.
Just sort of go, I'm sorry I run that guy over. I'm sorry I didn't pay this bill. I'm sorry I knocked down this wall illegally. Just get them all sorted out. The court can give their judgment, and then I don't have to fucking do admin. Like, doing bad admin just means more admin later on.
But what about if they send you down for a few years?
I'd happily take a couple of years in prison right now. No one asking anything of me.
Why?
If in 2019 this sort of went right, next 2 years are going to be a fucking nightmare. Like, you're not going to be able to do anything. No one's going to achieve anything. It's going to be difficult. Just, do you want to take 2 years off and then commit some really horrible crimes in the future? Yeah,
but 2 years
do a bit
in jail,
like drug dealing.
2 years in jail with no priors.
Mm. You would have had to have done something naughty.
Well, I mean, yeah,
these
probably.
Days. Yeah, these days, mate.
I don't think you'd last that long in prison.
If I was you're in isolation, not a man,
like, you don't like routine.
Yeah, but I'd get into the routine, wouldn't I? I'd crave it.
What job would you do there? Everyone else do a job. Which one?
Library?
Cooking,
would it? Library?
Chow line?
What?
Chow line.
Chow line?
Chow line.
Oh, right. It's fucking... They don't run that, do they?
Chow line's where they go for the food, isn't it?
Yeah. I'd make poppies.
Do they do that in there?
Yeah.
In America, you do everything.
License plates,
washing machines, all sorts.
Yeah. Would you... It's a disgrace.
I think you would struggle because of the routine thing.
Yeah. I'd struggle with the politics around the poppy. I'll make them, but I won't wear them.
I think you'd be keeping your mouth fucking shut.
Actually. Lest someone pop a willy in there.
Anyway, battery brands.
Battery brands. Are we back on that, are we?
Yeah.
We're doing that still. Aren't we? Cool.
Yeah.
Right, battery brands. Which bit have we got here? Where are we at?
Do you want me to do
there
it? Research?
No, I've gone. Kyle from Edinburgh. Tronics. I don't think you've heard of this battery, or I've heard of this battery on the show before, Tronic. I found it in a box of fairy lights that I told my mum not to buy when I took her for a shop in Lidl. Does anyone else's mothers have an obsession with fucking fairy lights? She has them everywhere. In old alcohol bottles, as decorations, around picture frames in the house, just anywhere she can hand or attach them to. It's not been the case in my house, in my mum and dad's house, but maybe I should get my mum into fairy lights. I think they're a lovely little bit of decoration. That's lovely bit of electronic landfill.
I can remember, like, there was a phase where every single girl used to have fairy lights around the head of their bed, didn't they?
Say again.
That was like a thing.
Yes, like little kind of tea light kind of things. Yeah,
it was a thing. Right. Anyway, Tronics, they are, according to my records, I was surprised to hear this and I double checked. I'm pleased to say, Carl, they are new players.
Hey.
Tronics are new players. I feel like we're probably going to get a bombardment of emails now saying they're not, but I can't see any of them. Examples of them in the inbox. So I'm going to officially award you new player status. Well done, Carl.
Kyle does say that the only reason that his mum bought the fairy lights was because they actually came with free batteries. So
that's a good deal.
Good deal. Lee from Medstone has come in with Super Lawn Life. I'm fairly certain that's not a new player. Unsure if these had been sent in before, but I thought I'd give it a go. Found these in a kid's toy. Needless to say, it wasn't long before they needed replacing. I thought they were called Low Life at the start, but I thought it was a bit harsh. But they are Super Lawn Life. Brilliant. Keep it with Harry Sontons, Lee.
You are the fourth person to send those in, Lee, I'm afraid, so you do not have new player status there.
Not too bad. It's not goal of the month, but it's not a miss, is
You're
it?
Not embarrass yourself there, yeah.
Lizette Entwistle has come in with
What a name, by the way.
Yeah.
How are you glossing over that?
Lizzie, Midi Max, extra heavy duty, triple A's, new, efficient, found in an AC remote in Melbourne, in Australia. What a big show off, Lynn.
Yeah, that is a show. They are. That is the third time we've received Midi Max. Greg Sleet, the amazingly named Greg Sleet, and the boringly named Tom Smith have both sent those in the past. That's not a new player. So we've got one out of three there this week, and even the one I'm kind of skeptical about. But anyway, there we go.
Yeah, well, there you go. We have got a... did we see the River Fuel Beans DJ Chubby Bubble sent us on Twitter? I'm almost certain that is the obvious plant. Have you seen that obvious plant guy?
I don't understand anything you're saying. Can you explain?
Someone has made these... basically, you know, like River Fuel, it's like a kind of...
So like energy beans.
Energy beans, like beans with...
sweet beans?
With taurine, yeah, beans with taurine in it, beans with caffeine or whatever.
Are they legal?
They got sent in.
Are they legal?
There's a guy who does silly things, like makes fake plastic toys that don't exist and sticks them on a shelf and takes a picture of them and releases them on Instagram. Sometimes you can just sort of buy... I think he sells some of them. It's like a plastic bag with like a toy arm in it or something that goes, it's just an arm or something. And
yeah, okay,
I've seen him. He's made like a big sort of Heinz.
So someone's just put a load of baked beans in a bottle.
And he's made a little label for it, River Fuel. But it's a parody. It's a parody. So we don't necessarily need to worry about that. But thank you.
It's a good idea, though.
Thank you to DJ Chubby Bubble. Look, Sarah gets through a lot of beans. I'm not a beansman myself.
I'm a beansman.
You're a beansman.
But you know, some people wouldn't consider me a real beansman.
Right.
Because back in the day, my friends who were proper beansmen said that if you open a full-size can of Heinz beans, you've got to eat it in one go or you're not a beansman. I only go for the small tins.
Do you put... Oh, right. If you ever have one of the big tins, do you take the lid off and then pop the lid back into the beans as if that's going to protect it from the air?
I'll do cling film, baby.
You do cling film. Good man.
Yeah, you got it.
Solid.
Apparently what you should always do to go the full way to preserve the longevity of the beans is to put them in a Tupperware, really.
Yeah.
So once you pop the can, it's not really
suitable. Yeah, but your Tupperware's going to start getting yellow and red and blue.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right. You don't like beans at all, no?
No, I'm not a beans guy.
Can I put this out there?
Get some Tabasco on them.
I'll put this... I'll do that.
Right.
Let me put this out, which is very controversial. I think we're going to get listeners going up in arms about this, but I am who I am. I like baked beans with fish and chips.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm having it.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's fair.
You're not a mashed peas man?
I'd sort of see... I'm fairly certain I used to see that kind of caper up north a bit more than down here. Like beans with chips and cheese and... Would you have fish... Fish and beans, though.
I think it's
where the fish meets the beans.
I think it's fine.
The beans and chips are fine. The fish and chips are fine. But if the fish touches the beans, I'll be disgusted.
Use the chips as a breakwater.
The chips as a breakwater. Use a long chip.
Yeah, but the curry sauce vibe I go for now as well.
Nice.
And I like the fish with the curry sauce. People say, no, it's for the chips, but I think it works with the fish as well.
Well, they put like odds and ends of the battered fish in the curry sauce, don't they?
That's what's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it tastes really good. Anyway... Let's do an email here. Which one do we want to do? That one's a bit boring.
Steve's good.
Yeah, okay. You do Steve. You do right. Steve.
We were asking the question, how does stomach bacteria survive stomach acid? Because it's a very strong acid.
That's a good question.
Yeah, because I was also asking, like, how
do,
like, good bacteria, the occults and stuff of this world, how does that survive?
Well, if you listen last time,
acid?
I don't really survive. Yeah. Nothing survives.
Steve says, I'm no expert, but I can offer a rough answer. At times of difficulty and or boredom, many bacteria produce spores. Instead of normal replication in which they divide to become two new bacteria, they instead copy their DNA and stick it in a hardened little pod. This spore can survive extreme conditions like acid, dryness, and at a later time, if it finds itself in a big pile of food, it can wake up as tiny bacterium and eat its environment until it grows into a full-size bacterium. So,
is this true?
So indeed, I'm pretty sure that most or all of the adult bacteria in yogurt do die in the hellhole. It is your stomach, but the spores in the actual bacteria can pass through it. Whether or not this actually grants any benefit is a matter of active research and debate. Danone Activia had to stop advertising its purported benefits due to lack of evidence. Steve, thank you very much. That's very kind of you.
I like that Steve clearly is an expert. He is an expert here. He should be humble, but he's just calling himself Steve. He's not going Dr. Steve this or Professor Steve that.
I think he just read it, watched YouTube or something.
He's not. Everyone's like you, Pete.
Everyone is like me a little bit, and that's what makes them sad inside.
Not everyone's watching fucking salmon eggs being fertilised at 4 in the morning.
What a spurt. Fucking Tippex. Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful.
Well, it's good to have some information.
Yeah.
It's good to, I mean, let's see if we can get a bit further down the line on that and the explanation from some other listeners. But Steve, that's a great opening gambit. What about this one? We'll squeeze this one in then from Darren. Mm. Are our listeners called Steve and Darren? Is that the kind of listeners we've got?
What are you saying about Steve and Darren? Just saying, you're saying they sound like mechanics. What are you saying? They're too down at heel to listen to this brain box of a show.
We've had a battery suggestion from Lizette Entwistle, and now we're back down to Steve and Darren. I'm just saying.
He sounds like a battery.
Yeah.
An Entwistle, I think we've had.
Right, Darren says, hi chaps, it's Darren the plasterer of Snowflame fame a couple of weeks ago, and I thought I'd get in touch again regarding the bounce by the ounce mentioned the other week.
Yes, bounce by the ounce.
I don't remember this. What's it about?
Drugs. Just okay. Drugged up guys and gals having a good time at a really shitty nightclub. That man goes,
Yeah. As it turns out, the man in question is also a plasterer from the very same town as me.
Wow.
He's called Wacko Jacko, and you can follow him on TikTok. Unsurprisingly, he's a man who absolutely loves a rave. Yeah. And it's this that leads me to tell you about the first time I saw him in person. It was at the gym in the centre of town, and was also my first time in this particular place. It has a huge screen in the middle of the room, which plays loads of different music videos. Then stood in front of the screen is when I first saw him raving at the screen continuously for an hour and a half. Never in my life have I ever seen someone train for raves at the gym.
What? He's just having a dance up by himself to the screen?
Yeah.
Getting ready for a rave?
Yeah.
Wow.
He says, I also hope next time I email in, it was nothing to do with this type of thing, because I can tell I'm not really painting plasterers in a good light. Much love, guys. Darren, I'm fascinated by plastering.
Right.
It looks like really fucking hard work.
Yeah.
And I don't think they get any respect.
he's disrespecting the plasterer.
If you ask someone
out... Can't get one for love nor money these days, mate.
If you ask someone out on the street what a plasterer does, they wouldn't be able to tell you.
What do you mean they wouldn't be able to
tell you? They would just go, I don't know, just put stuff on walls.
What more is there than to the plaster? I mean,
disrespectful to Darren.
What do you mean?
There's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on, because you've got to keep it fucking flat, and which is the most. You're basically slopping porridge on a fucking wall, and it's got to stick to it, and it's got to be flat.
I know. I'm saying it's
impossible.
Great. It's really great work, is what I'm saying.
It is really great work. No one's slagging it off.
It's like panel beating. How do you do it?
Well, I mean, that's more. You don't see, there's very few panel beaters that you need. Like, you don't sort of go, I need a panel beater in my home to beat my panels.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah. So
I
like,
know that.
So like, yeah. There's a bit more mystique to that. But I mean, plaster, we've all seen a plaster of plaster. It's incredible.
When I was an electrician's labourer for a bit back in the day, when the plasterers used to come in, fucking hell, they're quick and they're good. It's amazing, really.
They must have incredible wrists. I can't paint a wall without going, fucking hell, my wrist.
Yeah, I put up something on the wall, put a big map up on the wall the other day.
Big map.
In a frame.
Conquer the places you've conquered.
It took me about three hours.
Is it one of those scratchy off ones?
Yeah, I've got it.
Tell them where you've been.
Yeah, and that, it's just above my live, love, laugh placard.
You're not even a flat earther. You're a pro Pangea, aren't you? You're just kind of like, I do not agree with the oceans and all breaking apart.
What did you call it?
What?
What did you call the place?
Pangea, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, Pangea. I thought you said something else. It is Pangea, yeah.
Well, what do you think it is?
I thought you said Pangea.
Pangea from the Thundercats.
Panthera.
Yeah, well, unfortunately.
Is that was Panthera a Thundercat? Panthro.
Panthro.
Yeah.
Stop getting
what
words.
What are they? Lion-O, Panthro, Chitara.
Yeah.
What are the others?
The little shitty kids.
Snarf.
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 Snarf. And the little kids.
Yeah.
That's about it, really.
I was more of a Defenders of the Earth man.
Defenders. Mandrake.
Yeah.
Lord of the Jungle. Is enemies will fall. Lothar. Defenders of the Earth. Defenders.
You're breaking every rule in the book here.
What?
Oh, listen.
Illegal.
Mandrake was the master of magic
spells and illusion. Enemies crumble with fear and confusion.
Mandrake. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Lothar was the...
Strongman.
Was he like King of the Jungle? It got a bit weird, didn't it?
No, Flash Gordon. Flash Gordon, Lothar, Mandrake. Yeah. Who was the other one?
But wasn't like Lothar King of the Jungle. It was a bit racist. It was a bit weird.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. It's a great show, though.
It was a great show.
It's a great show. It's a great tune.
If you don't look at it through lenses.
Yeah, they all put really big effort into the theme tunes back then. Ulysses had a brilliant theme tune. Mysterious Cities of Gold had a brilliant theme tune.
Yeah.
Defenders of the Earth had a brilliant theme. I imagine
Willy
Thundercats
Fogg.
Did. Willy Fogg had a brilliant theme tune. We found the pot of gold. We found the ship.
I'm the
really
one who made the bet. He's very posh.
Yeah, it's good.
And
good.
They'll never be exactly right on time.
Anyway, yeah, let's start to sound like Justin Lee Collins.
Yeah, a little teacup, little cat thing or something.
Justin Lee Collins lives down the road from my mate.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I'll keep you posted.
Any news on Rigadon?
I'll keep you posted.
Willy Fogg?
No, sadly not. Let's get out of here. That's the end of this show. Mate. We'll be back on Monday as we move through January, trying to keep you away from that deep, dark, winter-based New Year blues, I suppose you'd call it. So do get in touch. Hello at lukeandpeteshow.com. If you've got information about a drug-taking raver, you've got some insight on some stomach bacteria, you've got anything at all you think of that's relevant to our show, get in touch. Hello at lukeandpeteshow.com. We are at Luke and Peter on the Twitter. We are at Luke and Peter on the Instagram. And we'll look forward to chatting to you again soon. Anything else to say, Peter?
Phantom was the Lord of the Jungle.
Phantom!
So I'm saying that there's racism. It wasn't actually racist. So don't worry, Defenders of the Earth.
No, they won't be worried. They're fictional
won't be
characters.
About fictional characters.
They've got better things to do, haven't they? Defending the Earth, literally.
Phantom? I forgot Phantom. Was he purple?
Yeah, he was, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, see you later.
The Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.